I'm Paul Foster for WNCW. Time now for the Friday feature interview of the week. This week's topic is PAL, Partners for Active Living, the Spartanburg nonprofit that has to do with health, outdoor recreation, and certainly connecting community. Our guest today is the executive director of PAL, Laura Ringo. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to talk to you again. There's new accomplishments and ongoing news to talk about, but since it's been a while since the last time we had you on air, share who PAL is and its purpose.
Partners for Active Living is a nonprofit based in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, and we are focused on really getting ahead of chronic diseases, heart disease, stroke, cancer, a lot of the diseases that are lifestyle diseases. So our goal is to make physical activity and healthy eating as easy and convenient and fun as possible.
Now, I know that one of the things that you focus on there at PAL is childhood obesity. What are some of the things that PAL does to try to help in this area?
Sure. A couple of years ago, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation came out with a report that said the current generation of children that are young have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. And that's a pretty scary piece of information. Many of us are working very hard to try to give our families a better life than what we've had or as good of a life as possible. And the reason that report came out is they said that it was mostly lifestyle, especially diabetes. They're saying in the next 20 years, 1 in 4 people will have diabetes. So we're working hand in hand with 9 different schools in Spartanburg County and really trying to figure out what works best in each of those schools for them to promote healthy eating and physical activity. And so it may look like promoting water and really promoting water drinking in the classroom, and instead of buying something out of a vending machine, filling up your water bottle and educating students on that. It might be giving some creative ideas on healthy snacks. It might be working with the food service on just some small tweaks in the cafeteria that can make healthier food more inviting. It might be a walking club before or after school, a snack cart that's healthy. Our schools are doing so many great creative things. So that's really one of our main focus right now, is working with these schools to try to promote healthy lifestyles, so that it's much like education. The earlier kids start, the more likely it's going to be part of their lifestyle.
And you make some excellent points. Just setting that example to try to make that difference, I think that's so cool. 2018 marked a banner year as we now move and want to talk about the Mary Black Foundation Trail. Share that news, information on the trail, and PAL's association.
One of Spartanburg's most loved recreation features is a 2-mile rail-to-trail conversion called the Mary Black Foundation Rail Trail. It opened in 2006 as part of the Palmetto Trail that crosses South Carolina. And PAL's been encouraging and trying to improve that corridor since it was built. We've worked with various different kind of measurement, one with Furman University to measure the use of the trail, and now we have some infrared counters out there. But in 2009, so 10 years ago, we had 25,000 annual uses. In 2018, we crossed the 100,000 annual uses mark, and we're really excited about that. I think that that shows significant growth and demand for more trails and more convenient, safe recreation.
Our guest on the WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week is the Executive Director of PAL, Partners for Active Living of Spartanburg, Laura Ringo. Laura, we're talking about this Mary Black Foundation Trail. So what's upcoming? What's next for the trail?
Yeah, we're really excited about the next steps for the trail. Back in July, we opened a new park in partnership with the City of Spartanburg. It's got a Panthers Play 60 obstacle course. And then in March, we will be starting construction on a bike park that will have a flow trail and dirt jumps and hopefully a pump track. So we're really excited about that addition. That'll make one more kind of destination activity along that trail. We're also working on connections to both ends of the trail. This summer, we expect construction to start on the trailhead that's at Henry Street, closest to downtown. It'll be about 3/4 of a mile and go right through the heart of downtown. And then on the other end, it probably won't move until 2021, but looking at a 3-mile trail that will go all the way down Country Club Road to Glendale Shoals. So that will significantly extend that corridor and increase the number of people that can really connect to the trail.
A great place for the entire family to go, for sure, for what you're describing to us this morning. I also want to take a moment to find out about a brand new podcast that POW has introduced. What's the details on that?
Yes, my colleague Ned Barrett, he's the trails coordinator here at Partners for Active Living, is such a great people person and so comfortable to talk to, a great conversationalist. And so he has started a new podcast for Partners for Active Living. So he had his first one last week. But it's called The Daily Required, to encourage people to think about their daily physical activity and what's required, and certainly encourage people to listen to the podcast while they're out being active. But he's talking to a number of our community partners, board members, organization friends, talking about projects that are happening and what's new and what's coming. Grateful that he's taken it on.
Well, congratulations to Ned. We'll look forward to more of those podcasts. And overall, you've got a lot more people in that office, I think, than when I first came across POW some probably 12 or 13 years ago. So you guys stay busy, don't you?
We do. We've got a really great team and a team that's continued to expand and grow. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. And got some big stuff coming this spring, so we're excited.
Well, we were excited to have you tell the story again about POW here on our Friday feature today. Our guest has been Laura Ringo, Executive Director of Partners for Active Living there in Spartanburg. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You can check out past editions of the Friday feature interview of the week as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.